My name is Scott, and by the way, how about a hand for all the stories, the songs, the vets, the songwriters? I got in trouble last time with the other songwriters for going too long. So at our songwriter lockers in the back, you know, they filled mine up with hourglasses and stopwatches. So I was tempted to go in the other direction and go even longer today. But I'm gonna try to keep it a little shorter. So I was lucky enough to be able to hear the story of Len, who, by the way, is a really great poet. He has a little book that he gave me, and it's got these great poems he wrote when he was younger. And he has a real heart for others, and that is kind of evident at the beginning of his life. He had a little sister that was born when he was about 3, and her name was Ellen Jo, and she had cerebral palsy. Now, he didn't know that. He just knew that there was something different about her. So he became her protector, and he really took to her, and he watched over her, and they were really close. And when when he got older, and I'm thinking it was when he was about 12. I'm not sure where Len is. Were you about 12 when his parents sent her away to a home? And then there were times where his mom was asked how many children she had, and she had 3 children, but she would say she had 2. And so this person that Len was so close to is all of a sudden not a part of his life anymore. And when he grew up, he did his best to go and visit her whenever he could. And he said if he'd had $1 million, you know, he would have built a house or a room or something. He would have made sure that she was right next to him all the time. I fast forward through the part of his life that had the bread sandwiches and chicken back soup. I never heard of chicken back soup. Anybody here ever eat chicken back? You ate it? Okay. I never did, and I never heard of it because there's nothing on a chicken back. But he started a group, and I don't know if I have them out of order, but I know he started a group, and it was it involved people who either they thought they were in danger of abusing their children or they did abuse their children, but when you got to the core, it was people who grew up feeling like they were worthless. And that translated into how they treated their own kids. And he started a group that helped to break that chain, and it had thousands of people. It ended up spreading all over the world, and he had a certain specific design to it, and that design was carried all over the world. And I believe it's after that you were going to be a judge, right? Or was it before that? Yeah, before that. Okay, so before that, he had a stellar reputation around Los Angeles County as a social worker. And a lot of the work that he did, and he was in the media, and all, and he had a lot of support to be on track to become a judge. And so he started law school, but then he decided he couldn't ever be a lawyer, because I guess you got to be a lawyer before you become a judge, right? Yeah. And he couldn't be a lawyer because he didn't believe in winning and losing. He believed in justice. And I'm going to let the song say the rest. So this is called Little Boy Inside.